Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Movie Mogul, happy Friday, John. A big weekend.
Hey, happy Friday to you. Yeah, it's a great weekend for movies.
Before we get to the Academy Awards, there are a couple of big films opening today. The first is How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Yeah, How to Train Your Dragon 3, The Hidden World, rated PG. It's an animated, dazzling animation, to be honest with you. It's a beautiful film to watch, and it has an adventure story that's really quite satisfying. It's a good story. It's great animation. It's good for the kids. It's good for adults. This is the third in the trilogy, and they do wrap it up at the end, guys. But it's one of those rare occasions where this installment may be just as good, if not better, than the first two. The first two did really well at the box office. This one's going to kill it. Really happy about this.
Three thumbs up from John Mowat. All right, how about Fighting With My Family? Whoa! Sounds like fun.
Is this a true story?
It's a blast. And it's based on a true story. And there's a WWE superstar named Paige. And this is the story of her family from England and how she became one of the first women superstars of the WWE. And how, what was interesting was back in like 2006, Rock was filming a Fast and Furious over in England. And he saw this documentary about this family that was in wrestling, and the kids were trying to get into wrestling, and the documentary was following him. He was so interested that he went and called some friends of his and said, hey, let's look into doing something with this story, with this idea, and they did. And it's a really good story. It's heartwarming, and it's fun. It's going to do really well, too. Really enjoyed Fighting With My Family.
All right, I might check that out. That does sound like fun.
All right, to the Academy Awards Best Director nominated are the directors for Vice, Cold War, The Favorite, BlacKkKlansman, and Roma. Who's going to win, John?
Yeah, I like Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. And what's interesting, you have five directors. You've got one from Greece, one from Poland, one from Mexico, one from Atlanta, one from Philadelphia. I like the one from Mexico right now, Alfonso Cuarón, with his movie Roma. Was an incredible film.
I got to see that movie. There's so much talk about it. And then, of course, there are the Best Picture nominees, and there are some great films. I don't know how you pick just one, but they are Black Panther, BlacKkKlansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice.
Yeah. Hey, guys, this is the year I've never seen the Best Picture category so wide open. Usually by now we kind of know, we have an idea based on the other awards and based on a lot of what we're hearing coming out of Hollywood, like who's the front runner. This year is really wide open. Roma has taken so many of the nominations. When you get a chance to see Roma with the sweeping shots and the way that the director is able to put it together, it's a really interesting black and white film to see. But my favorite this year happens to be Green Book. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see Green Book, but I loved the ride that the story takes you on. I liked the development of the characters. It was a really enjoyable film, and it's one of those movies where you watch and you go, hey, I want to tell somebody about this. I want somebody else to see this. And for me, this year, that was Green Book.
That's a good way to look at it.
And Hollywood likes to make a political statement, which would certainly fall in line there.
Absolutely.
John, we've had a lot of fun this week. We'll see what happens Sunday night in Hollywood, and maybe we'll catch up with you Monday again just to see kind of debrief, too.
That would be great.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas. You too.
John Mowat on movies, and now the top five movies currently at the box office, starting at number five.
Happy Death Day to you. What Men Want is number four. It Isn't Romantic is three. The Lego Movie number two is at number two. And Alita, Battle Angel, number one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.